Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Can you feel that? Did you notice that? Did you see that? Did you feel that? What was that?
What was that? Oh my gosh, my spidey senses are on fire.
Well, his spidey senses are absolutely tingling. He knows something is up. And what it was is our, well, it's our sun, our earth, it's our consciousness, it's upgrades. Look at this. The northern lights are visible in Missouri tonight. Biggest solar storm in over 5 years. Beautiful captures from Albany, Missouri. Yeah, how do you guys feel? We had a severe G4. Geomagnetic storm. The KP index touched 8. That is big. As you see right here, we're looking from Electroverse. Wow, 8. That's pretty strong. Again, G4 is considered severe. And so this is from spaceweather.com. Never miss another geomagnetic storm. Yeah, and then they say right next to it, forecasters completely missed this one. So, yeah, if we're counting on them, we might miss. Again, build your own intuition. Get in touch with the mother, so to speak, and the mother energies. And ground and root, and here you go. So on March 23rd, 24th, aurora spread into the United States as far south as Colorado and New Mexico, all the way down into New Mexico. During a severe G4 geomagnetic storm, the most intense in nearly 6 years, the cause of the storm is still unclear. Unclear. I mean, see, this is the thing. Trust the science. Anybody that says, you know, just listen to me because I know the science. Again, yeah, the science is so out of date. It's not ever been really truly intended on giving you a clear picture. Trust your intuition. Trust what you feel. Go within.
Oh my gosh, yes. There is a whole lot going on the inside, you guys. Major, major, major upgrades, downloads, a lot going on. Now, here's where we run into problems. If you have a lot of trauma, especially unresolved trauma, when the energies are coming in and they're making their way into your body, they actually run into those trauma blocks that you have had growing up, wherever you experienced them from childhood all the way up to now. And it can really make you feel quite yucky. So definitely rest, rest, rest. Go easy on yourself. Be very forgiving of yourself. Drink a lot of water, guys, because that water is going to make you more conductive and it's going to allow the energy to come in easier.
Yeah, and absolutely charge that water. Pray and send your intention into that water. Visualize that water doing its job, which is going to be to strengthen mind, body, and spirit. You know, again, it's all about intention. It's all about focus. As you see here, this photo is from Rapid City, South Dakota. The show actually blew my socks off, said Peter Hill. Beautiful. Absolutely. And they don't usually get stunning auroras that often, but they sure lucked out this time. Look at that. These are spectacular photos. Those are definitely things that indigenous people would take to be a sign of major change.
They would definitely see it as like maybe sky gods. You know, I look at this as every one of these things is plasma that's holding some kind of form. Is a being. So we are being visited by many different entities, and it's so beautiful.
Yeah, so we look at the scale over here and we see G4 power systems, possible widespread voltage control problems. Some protective systems will mistakenly trip out key assets from the grid. Spacecraft operations may experience surface charging and tracking problems. Corrections may be needed for orientation problems. Other systems induce pipeline currents, affect preventive measures, HF radio propagation, sporadic satellite navigation degraded for hours, low frequency radio navigation disrupted, and auroras seen as low as Alabama and Northern California, typically 45 degrees geomagnetic latitude. Well, we're a ways below that, but definitely a beautiful sight to see for so many. As you see, this was the aurora forecast, which ended up being spectacular. Now, you know, here you see CME influences continue. Geomagnetic response escalated to G4 severe storm level on the 24th at 12:04 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. G3 warning remains in effect to 5 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Continue to monitor space weather conditions, of course. Very, very, very cool. Absolutely can do a lot of things. Now, what I don't see here is, you know, really any talk about our consciousness, you know, and that's what you won't get at a lot of these other places. People don't connect that to consciousness, but boy, it's all about consciousness. Everything is about consciousness.
It really is. And in this 3D world where things are so cookie cutter policies and procedures, it's very difficult to even talk about abilities in, you know, amongst what we might perceive as friends, you know, at least acquaintances. We can't talk about these things. We can't talk about the pineal gland. We can't talk about abilities coming online. We cannot talk about auras, can't talk about chakras. And this is all the most basic part of us. I mean, we are spiritual beings, every single one of us. And this has everything to do with our abilities coming online. And I think it's a little bit premature. I'm kind of feeling that this is Mother Earth is almost being forced. There's a forced interaction between the sky and the earth right now. So, but definitely hang on tight.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, recognize again, I would still be on the lookout for bigger quakes. We really feel that, I mean, I'm speaking for myself, but I think Cindy's in agreement. We're really feeling like next 60 days or so as a threshold for some really momentous, potentially momentous earthquake activity. And, you know, again, they utilize all sorts of technologies all the time upon the earth to trigger things, and they can trigger things. They don't always know exactly where they're going to manifest, and the mother is always trying to, you know, hold back from damaging her children, and so sometimes they don't manifest where they're trying to get them to manifest. But again, be aware if you're in an earthquake zone. And even if you're in one that's, you know, few and far between, I would still just be a little bit more cautious. Now, this is not going from science. This is going from intuition. This is going from listening to what, you know, you're feeling, sensing. And again, that's what we encourage people, because again, the science can be twisted. Science could have money behind it that has a certain objective in mind, and again, when you develop that ability to sense, which this is what these energies are all about, they are turning on DNA that's been turned off for a very, very long time. It's a wonderful thing. Now, this particular quote, you know, this is Solar Ham, and looking at the latest space weather news, he says, "I did not see this coming, but the severe G4 geomagnetic storm threshold was touched early this morning and was responsible for an aurora wonderland for many sky viewers. Geomagnetic activity has since subsided somewhat." Yeah, it and we are at like a 4 when I was looking. KP index, just it's a little bit over 4 right now, so, you know, it's still slightly elevated, but just be mindful, because really they have, their science shows that there's no reason for this, but we know there's reason for this. This is all about us, and it's all about a change in our consciousness.
And remember just yesterday when we were out walking, we kept hearing those big loud noises in the sky and we couldn't make any sense of it. It wasn't a plane, it wasn't thunder, but it really felt and you could hear the rolling it would like start and stop. Yeah.
Yeah, and it almost felt like I could feel it interacting with the ground, and I was saying this to Cindy, is that like gigantic cloaked motherships, or are they blasting under our feet too? What's going on here? There's an interaction. There's always an interaction because everything is always interconnected. So if we look right now, 256 quakes across the globe, 5.6 over in Iran is one of the ones of note. We see we're still getting a lot of activity over here in Turkey. There's 4.4, 4.6. Again, just be aware, especially if you are anywhere in the Ring of Fire, the possibility and potential. Could be big ones coming. There's so much going on. It's time for us all to get along and work together. As always, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Much love, God bless, and namaste.